Chris Difford, 1975, channeling Mike Leander's finest productions. Amy LeMay is acting as stenographer during this next bit. Take it all down, Amy. I may need to come back to you. What did he say after I said, welcoming aboard Chris Difford with us, everyone?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Chris. Let's hit straight away why you're good enough to mooch in this afternoon. You said in an idle moment to me the other day, you're playing this weekend.
I am indeed playing at the Half Moon in Putney. They've refurnished the whole of the pub, which apparently is really nice.
And everybody off moon.
Yeah, okay. And I'm always astounded when I go there and you look at the pictures on the wall, the people that have played there, like the Rolling Stones. And
well, I was just about to ask you, did you ever attend the Half Moon as an audience yourself? Did you ever go there and see anyone?
No, it's too far west for me.
Yes, there's a little bit of that.
In those days, the bus was a long trip.
Have you ever played? I mean, you must have played venues, though. Were you still out in Hammersmith Odeon? You must have thought, I've been out there, I saw so-and-so here.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I remember seeing Frank Zappa at the Hammersmith Odeon.
Yeah, and I had tickets for the night. He was chucked off stage and broke his leg.
Oh, really?
I turned up at the second house at the Rainbow, and people were flooding out. And there was a board outside that said, "We are still going ahead with tonight's concert." Not with the Mothers of Invention, with the support band Cochise.
Oh, no!
If you wanted to use your tickets for that! Would you give a starving dog a rubber bone? Anyway, but they did. They went ahead and Cochise played. I'm sorry, so you played venues where you did...
Yeah, I remember the Frank Zappa gig really, really well, because it was the first and only time I ever had crabs, and I was scratching myself all night long.
Well, your kids out there, if you're listening in there, there was a beautiful suite in the 60s we used to have. That's what he's talking about. He spilled them all over himself. So, and that'll be... Zappa himself would have probably turned that into a lyric.
He was amazing.
So you're at the Half Moon in Putney this weekend.
Indeed.
Doing what?
Well, I'm doing my stand-up solo show, and I use every song that I've got has got a film that I've produced to go around the song. So I'm doing that show, and
tell us how that works. I know you're doing that, but you will introduce the film first, or it plays simultaneously?
No, I press a button and I start playing along with it, and it should be in time. I mean, when it's in time, it's like being in Pink Floyd, and when it's not in time, it's like being in Soft Machine.
Beautifully put. And where are these films garnered from?
The internet. I just sort of nick okay. bits, you know, and put them together, or I film some bits myself. For instance, this is a fantastic film of Up the Junction, which some kids have done, and they use dolls, like action dolls, to live out the scene. Yeah, it's brilliant.
How do you feel about when you go on the internet and you think, well, they're using all our songs and stuff, and in this age when you're supposed to have a broad back and say, well, okay, we don't get any money from that now. No. It's all supposed to be free.
Yes. Yeah. Those are the days. I mean, I started off in the 70s, kind of wanting everything should be free, man. You know.
You
know.
Until
then, hold on a minute, I'm not getting paid.
You need to feed and clothe yourself from this racket, so let's not get carried away. Yeah.
Now it's come out the other side.
You have been. This is not the first time you've done this, is it? You've been doing this for a little while, I believe.
Yeah, it's changed a bit though, because it's a bit more storytelling. So rather than me just strumming along with songs and stuff, I'm actually trying to do a bit of a stand-up. It's not Peter Kay by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Peter's probably listening now. He'll happily fill in and do a little bit for you.
I went to see Peter three times last year.
Oh. Did you? Amazing. Well, he'll be able to...
Afternoon, it's Peter Kay here, sitting in for Danny Baker until 5 o'clock, playing some great music like this.
He's on hand if ever you need him. So people will probably be out.
So it's going to be an interesting show, you know, insofar as it's the first one of the year, so they're always different. And there isn't Dory singing with me, and, you know, I don't have another guitar player, so it's just me.
Yeah. How does something like that formulate? I mean, are you living for pleasure alone now, or is it a cause and effect of saying, well, you know, if I'm going to...
That's what I do, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like if I were a plumber, I'd be fixing sinks. But in this case, I'm getting getting up on stage. But it's kind of like it's telling the story of how I, from putting, spending 50p and putting an ad in a sweet shop window, and Glenn coming into my life, that 50p has got me to where I am. So it's that story of that sort of journey, I guess, and how important it was.
Speaking about putting the ad in the window that led you to you and Glenn teaming up, you've brought in your very earliest demos here.
Pre-Glenn.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we'll play one record, then after it we'll get down to these. Because
Amy
LeMay has got recordings of... I was talking about in the first hour, people did used to record things wild.
Yeah.
The novelty of tape recorders and stuff. I know yours is a little more refined than that.
But you'll see.
I'll be the judge of that. But taping things off the telly and stuff was, as opposed to video taping.
Top of the Pops.
Just audio taping.
Top of the Pops, we used to do that. Yeah. Used to record
Monty
Top of the Pops.
Likely Leds, I knew word for word the Likely Leds, because I learned it from cassettes I made, just audio cassettes.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll play a track and then we'll be back and see what you've dragged out of the ark, as they say. So, Half Moon Putney, this Sunday?
This Sunday.
From under the bed, she made a call to a sympathetic friend and made arrangements. The door was closed, there was a note. I couldn't be bothered, maybe I'll choke, no more engagements. With where have you been and far away frowns, trying to be good by not being round. And here in the bar with the elements found, another nail for my heart. And here in the bar with the elements found, another nail for my heart. Stupid old bug that kills only love. I wanna be good, is that not enough? So play me the song that makes it so tough. Another note for my heart. Then play me the song that makes it so tough. Another note for my heart. I had excuses, those little boy lies that she computed by watching my eyes. And told his family she couldn't stand it, I'm bad on her heart. She dropped her makeup and now I found the bar. Now it concerns me. I've had a bad time, now love is resigned. I've been such a fool, I'm loved and so here in the bar, the piano is found, another nail for my heart. And here in the bar, the piano is found, another nail for my heart. And here in the bar, the piano is found, another nail for my heart. And here in the bar, the piano is found.
This is you've heard this before when you come in, and this I'm playing in the background, which is a karaoke version, of course
oh, right,
of Cats. But
right.
it sounds to me like somebody just took your tape and wiped the vocals off it. It's a very good karaoke
is
version.
Is it? The bass sounds pretty real,
Once when a Status Quo were in years ago, and I was playing karaoke versions of Behind Them, and I went, where'd you get this? And I said, well, it's just I took offline, it's a karaoke. And I went, it's not, that's us. So it happened, so I listened to this closely because it's on iTunes being downloaded. Chris Difford, good enough to be with us playing the Half Moon in
Putney,
so it is. You know what I'm thinking of for a second there? The moon in Herne Hill.
The half moon in Putney. Half moon.
Yeah,
in Herne Hill.
Herne Hill. So when you said it was too far west, I thought, he's picky. He wanted to be in a radius of Deptford, and that's it. Anyway, you've brought in your demos.
Yes, I was doing a gig a year ago, and an old friend of mine who used to live on my estate turned up. I hadn't seen him for maybe 35 years, and he said, I think you should take hold of these, and he gave me a bag, and it was full of old tapes, and they were demos of songs that I'd written in the early 70s after I'd left school. And
the very early 70s.
Very early 70s. Yeah. And he very kindly recorded them onto an old tape machine. And then I sat with him for a bit because I couldn't find a tape recorder to play them on.
Yeah.
And then I was in making an album last year, and they had one of these tape machines, so I played it, and literally, this is it. You know, it's kind of weird hearing it for the first time.
Are there... I mean, we'll play them in a second, but it must be wonderful anyway, finding any old photographs of yourself.
Yes.
So you sat there, obviously, in floods of tears and an orgy of congratulations. So
and laughter.
Yeah, was it really?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it just... What you're hearing is a boy who really wants to be in the music industry and really has seen too many David Bowie shows. You know, and lyrically, I even go down that route, you know, so, you know...
Well, the opening track I've got here is Welcome to Mars.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I was just thinking about it.
Well, no, and nothing blue.
There's nothing blue in any of them. No, well, I didn't know what blue was in those days.
Well, here it is. The first time ever aired on the radio, and this all is. We'll start with Welcome to Mars. Track two is called The Funeral. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You might have to play it in the background because it's kind of a bit doomy.
Speaking of status quo, it goes, one of their early singles, which they didn't like to be reminded about, was called Black Veils of Melancholy. I see your funeral and I raise it by my back. Anyway, here we go. This is Welcome to Mars, recorded in 71 or 72, something like that. Chris Difford in 1971, Welcome to Mars.
Soldiers and kings, and the clockwork ties parade the floor, and children watch through the clouds. Pictures of you are pinned to the door, and your clothes look tattered and loud. Welcome to Mars, and welcome to Mars, now that you think you're real. Welcome to Mars, and welcome to Mars, let's make it a regular deal.
Yeah. Listen here. I've listened to Robert Show. There's been worse turns than this in over the years. It's the kind of thing that Steve Harley made a pretty good fist of a few years later. That kind of what is the you say it's on Bowie there. There's a little bit of clowns and jesters and clockwork toys and a little bit of perhaps a Dylan-esque
crimson.
There's a bit of cream crimson in there. Yes. Yeah. Pete Sinfield, of course.
Oh, what a great lyricist.
Well, he went on to clean up when he wrote Land of Make Believe for Bucks Fizz, didn't he?
Who would have believed that?
No, and he did it. Yeah, exactly.
Called the Crimson King.
I once said to him, I said, Land of Make Believe, though. I said, you know, it's a good lyric. It's a great. It's a Vietnam song. I said, oh! He said it was a Vietnam song, which maybe it is. But,
maybe it is.
So when you did hear that, where can you picture yourself sitting? Where were you when you made that?
I was in number 96 Coombe Avenue, which is in Blackheath.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was with this guy called Bob Blatchford, who lived there. And he had a tape machine. I mean, he was really quite responsible for me being introduced to music in many ways.
Because
after being in the art class with Gail Wass, who you remember very well.
An art teacher from
school. It was great to be able to play our own albums there. But Bob was like, you've got to listen to the MC5. You've got to listen to the Velvet Underground. You know? So it was kind of like, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Well, he could have corrupted the bloom on the flower there.
He did.
How about Captain Hero's Madness? Is it worth a listen, Captain
Hero? Yeah, cool. Some of them are very jolly.
Okay, Captain Hero's Madness. Chris Difford, the first time ever to hear his demo. Are you going to put these online or are you going to do anything?
I don't know what to do with them.
I think, well, is there anything in them you thought, yeah, I'll use that again?
Yeah, I think they're interesting as sort of, I don't know why, but, you know, they're kind of like a pair of old underpants.
No.
I should put them out on the line.
I really thought of a terrific old joke there, but it's not worth doing it. Here we go. This is Captain Hero's Madness.
This is your captain speaking. I have this news tonight. We have lost our directions. We
Hi, this is David Bowie, and this is my new single.
It's right. This is your captain speaking. We're floating around the star, forced by gravitation. No need to get along.
Now, this obviously bears the huge stamp of the Dame on this.
Oh, yes.
This is Signet Committee. This is...
Yeah, I had the old velvet coat on for this one.
Yeah.
But there are jollier ones. It's not all doom and gloom and, you know, trying to jump out the window.
It's fascinating to hear this. It really... I mean, they're actually... Yeah. Had your talent not exploded into what it became, there are people who this is as far as they go, and it's perfectly acceptable, if you know what I mean. These are not the wailings of a non... Are these the wailings of a non-talent? What a terrible definition that would be.
Within 3 days to set us free. To set us free.
The intonation of the voice is so dominant.
It's rather earnest.
It's very earnest.
As it should be. You're like 16 or something when you're doing this? Mm. Okay, so we'll now move on to Sunday people. Earlier on, I gave you a warning. We were doing great talents who have, you know, they're rushed into the studio. And we were talking about lyrics that perhaps even the greatest legends would take back and tweak given half a chance. Bowie himself.
Yeah.
5 Years, a terrific song. But that bit where he says, and it was cold and it rained, and I felt like an actor, and I thought of Ma, and I wanted to get back there. Stevie Wonder's, of course, a reggae on reggae woman. He would probably tweak that given half a chance these days. From your own canon, is there something every time you hear it from one of the hits or something, you think, perhaps I could have tweaked that at the time?
Well, Annie Get Your Gun was kind of recorded with a bit of speed, I would say.
And a bit of haste. And so, which part of that?
She's gonna let... Electric, that line was just like, you know...
Oh, don't mind that she's gone electric, honey. That's all right, isn't it? It's hardly wanted to get back there after saying...
It was all throwaway stuff, you know, it was kind of... oddly enough, it was produced and recorded by Alan Tarney, who was famous for all the Cliff Richard hits at that time. And he recorded the whole song without Squeeze turning up on like an old, you know, like computer.
Yeah.
And we were so annoyed we all disappeared to the pub. You know, it was kind of weird. But
but he has form there when it comes to call and response things, as they name it, because he recorded my favourite backing vocals of all time.
Which one's that?
In It's So Funny We Don't Talk Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And he if you remember, of course, he goes, and I ain't losing sleep. And everyone goes, sleep. And I ain't counting sheep. That's my favourite backing vocal. From 1971 again, this is Chris Derrick and Sunday People.
Sunday people out walking. Sunday people always talking. Sunday people always on my street. Never smiling, always hiding. Never knowing who is fighting. Sunday people always pushing me. Pretty girl walks me by with a mind in her gloves. Pretty girl, don't you cry, you're not living till you're in love. Sunday people.
So if you could see that as an embryonic. You can see that as an embryonic. In fact, you can hear it as a kind of... am I being fanciful here? There's a little of that in this.
It's an arm on the same body as the same person.
Yeah, it is. This is, I don't know, Sunday Street, but... Of course, your voice had improved tremendously by this time.
Yeah, I'd had the operation by then, and everything was sewn up.
I look for trousers that will fit me. She buys a yellow shirt that's sickly. A sarsaparilla drink turns my teeth shades of pain.
When was the first time you thought, I've got it now, I've outgrown my influences, or certainly finding my own voice? When was the what was the first song you actually thought, yeah, that's the one, that's the way?
Oh, God, I don't really know. I think meeting Glenn was obviously the pivotal part of my life change.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've just been reading my diaries from that period. And, you know, we just came together and wrote all those songs and didn't question it. It was kind of just what we did, like having a bath every day. And for me, the first couple of songs that we wrote was like, okay, this is what we're going to do for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and you know, as I say, that glut of creativity in the first two or three... I mean, well, it didn't come straight away. The packet of three was of its time. In fact, I've got a little of that here. I'm going to bring just the very first recordings you ever put out. I think this was at the BBC itself, this. Hang on.
Was it?
Oh, no, that's not it. That's on that again.
That's me again. That's me, not at the BBC.
Oh, here we go. This should be, I think. John Peel session. That's a Cat on a Wall, one of the very first songs you recorded. So it took a little bit more till you thought, we can shed punk rock and get off the ride now of the coattails and start writing pop songs.
Well, I guess that we had written pop songs. It was John Cale who came along and stopped all of that.
Yeah.
He listened to all of our demos and fell asleep and said, no, that's all rubbish. And I want you to write things about muscle men and songs about sex waitresses and all sorts of stuff that I had no clue about, you know. So when we got back in the studio and we did the Call for Cats album, that was really our first album, in my opinion.
I guess so. Well, we've got 10 more minutes. We'll do 10 more minutes if you will. But then
lovely.
Good afternoon. Your headlines at 4:30. The mother of Stephen Lawrence has told BBC London that the centre she set up in her son's memory could be forced to close because of lack of funding. The trust delivers bursaries to disadvantaged young people hoping to become architects. A rapist who targeted elderly women in South London has been given 4 life sentences. 45-year-old Michael Roberts raped 3 women, one aged 83, and attacked a fourth in Bermondsey. The Met Commissioner has ordered a radical overhaul of the use of stop and search in London. Bernard Hogan Howe says he wants to halve the number of random drug stops across the capital and also reduce Section 60 orders, which allow random stop and searches across a wide area. London's weather dry tonight, but getting colder with lows of 0 Celsius, 32 Fahrenheit. Now the latest travel with Jules.
Thanks, Victoria. Delays on the Circle Line because of the earlier non-availability of staff. Still delays on the Metropolitan Line after the power failure at Harrow on the Hill. And delays for First Capital Connect, Brighton to Bedford and Sutton to Luton after the earlier problems at St Albans. Back on the move, though, for East Coast First Hull and Grand Central through King's Cross. Onto the roads, queues for the Blackwall Tunnel. That's southbound for the northern approach from the Bow Interchange. Lane 2 of 2 is closed in the tunnel while the police took a broken down vehicle or motorbike out of that. It was walked out through the tunnel itself. Also, it might be a bit busy than usual because the Woolwich ferry is down to a single boat sailing at the moment. That's because of maintenance work, so extra traffic for the Blackwall Tunnel and also for the Rotherhithe Tunnel as well. Now, the A2 New Cross Road eastbound has been busy all day between New Cross Gate and the A20 at the New Cross one-way system. A3 East Hill westbound slow, Trinity Road to the Wandsworth Gyratory in the works. Hammersmith flyover shut the A4, so westbound queues to the North End Road, Hammersmith Bridge Road slow eastbound, and some queues as well for the Westway westbound from the northern roundabout out to Gypsy Corner. Pinkham Way, the North Circular eastbound busy, Coney Hatch round to Bowes Road in those roadworks. A41 Finchley Road's queuing at Fortune Green Road in those roadworks as well. And we've got Smug Oak Lane in Brickett Wood closed in both directions for an accident from Station Road around to Radlett Road. Also for the North Circular, starting to build up both ways towards the Hanger Lane gyratory system. That's it. I'm back with more at 2:15.
Thank you very much indeed. We're yakking in here, you can probably tell, so I'll play an advert and we'll be back in Stanford.
This is BBC London 94.9.
A friend of mine, her son had just passed his driving test and was quoted £13,000.
It's basically push off, we don't want your business, isn't it?
BBC London 94.9 Breakfast Show.
Viral and personal injury claims that are made possible by these ambulance chasing lawyers is a big part of that problem.
We've heard about doctors saying, oh well, you know, you're all right, but do you want me to put in a claim for you? You could put down that you've got whiplash.
That would be unprofessional, and I don't think doctors should be doing that.
The BBC London 94.9 Breakfast Show.
What kind of claims have you heard about or even been asked to witness?
He was walking around A&E as if nothing had happened, and the doctor looked at me, shook his head. I knew what he was thinking, saying this is a load of rubbish.
With Gabby Roslin and Paul Ross. Weekday mornings from 6.
You've left my ring by the soap. Now is that love? You cleaned me out, you could say broke. Now is that love? The better, better, better it gets, the more these girls forget that that is love. You won't get dressed, you walk about. Now is that? Is that the teasing glances push me out? Now is that? Is that the tougher, tougher, tougher it gets? The more my lips frequent. Now that is love. Beat me up with your letters, your walkout notes. Funny how you still find me. Gonna drink. Now is that love that's making you think? You called my bluff, I'm not so hot. Now is that love? My assets froze while yours have dropped. Now is that? Is that? It's a Cupid, Cupid, Cupid disguise. The more or less survive. Now that is love. Drink. Now is that love that's making you think? You made my bed, the finger points. Now is that love? The more you cool down, the easier love is found. Now that is love.
It's that song again. Chris Clifford's good enough to be with us playing at the Half Moon in Putney on
Sunday
night, and it's an extravaganza, which is multimedia extravaganza.
It is indeed.
Have you had any Spinal Tap moments while doing it? Is it always in sync? Have you had any where
it's randomly in sync? Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't, but no, I never really have too much of a problem with it because I've got it all sort of programmed into one of those keynote things.
Oh, okay.
So no, it's easily done.
Yeah. The I was looking today before I came out, because what I normally do is compile a CD of about 22 songs.
Yeah.
And I've done it with Nick Lowe and Roy Woodham.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll ask them to call a number at random. And
right.
They'll say, and whatever you know about the songs. But it was very difficult with Squeeze to find something that either I hadn't seen you talking about, and there's been a book doing this anyway, or just slice it where you will.
Yeah.
They're hits, and they're pretty self-explanatory. So I started looking at cover versions of your songs, and I didn't realise...
Is there any?
Well, Joe Cocker, I didn't realise, did Tempted.
He did that, yeah.
I didn't know Joe Cocker had done that. And I know in one of your lyrics you say, we never got covers. Is there No Show Jones, I think you say that, we never got covers. And it seems odd that Squeeze songs, or certainly different Tilbrook songs, don't get covers.
Well, we had a publisher once who said the reason we can't get any covers for you is because your songs sound like Squeeze. So, for instance, they played Another Nail to Cliff Richard once, and he said, I love the song, but it sounds like Squeeze.
Well, I guess. What does that mean, do you think?
What does it mean? I suppose it's like a tailored suit. I mean, it fits a certain person, I guess. I don't know.
But you can write to order, can you do that? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Glenn and I haven't done it particularly together, but I know that apart we do that. In fact, just recently I've been writing some lyrics for Sarah Brightman.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you? Because, again, looking through some of the people who have you've written for and covered, I don't, that's quite startling. I mean,
Brian Ferry and Elton John.
And
Marty Pello.
Marty Pello, yeah, seeing it down. And also there was a couple of the, hesitate to say it, younger folk in there as well, who seems to have...
Ollie Mears.
There you go.
Who was amazing to work with.
I mean, he?
He's just a lively guy, yeah. I mean, he spent the whole afternoon dancing, learning this new dance routine while we were trying to write this song. What about the middle eight? And he's going, well, I've got to get my hair cut at 4 o'clock.
See, there's perhaps a difference between the previous generation and the... You've got to learn the dance that goes with it.
Yeah.
That would never have done. You are actually going to be Squeeze again, aren't you?
Yeah, well, in fact, we met a couple of days ago, Glenn and I, and we had our meeting, and we've got a great idea for our new album. And we've got a tour at the end of the year, so we could be playing London again, which I'm really excited about. And we're going over to America to play a couple of festivals, and we've been offered to do a co-headline with the B-52s.
Have you really? Whoa! Yeah. Bailey, did you hear this?
He's the number one band fainted. Out there.
how does that come about, a marriage like that?
Well, our agent in America has been long trying to group us together with different people. Like, we're supposed to do a tour with Crowded House, but that isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And the B-52s and Squeeze sounds like a very good ticket, so that's what we're going
to
do.
I'm just, excuse me, sorting through here. I'm trying to find out how the hybrid will work from the stuff I've got here. Let me...
So we're gonna try some shows in Las Vegas, and then we're gonna move it around after that. But it's really great. Glenn and I had a really good meeting, and it's really interesting. I was talking about reading my diaries. And I was telling Glenn how enthused I was that myself and Louise were sitting up reading them together. And
I never kept a diary, and in some ways I really regret that. But if I had done, I wouldn't go near it. I'd go out and buy a barge pole, so I didn't have to touch it with it. I think they're fascinating, are they?
Louise's eyes were above her head.
Oh, really?
But then I found out that Glenn had been doing exactly the same thing the same week.
Oh,
so coincidence.
Oh, okay. And publishable, the diaries, or are they just angst? Are they juvenile?
We'll have to shovel off the dust and the dirt, I think, first of all.
Well, if you like this in the background, I mean, it segues into... If you see your favorite sign at the that one. That's a million laughs. It sounds like a terrific double bill.
He's like the American Kenneth Williams, isn't he?
There is a little of that. that act came here, I mean, what would you do? Do you alternate between who goes on first?
Well, it hasn't been muted for us to do it over here. I'm not sure how it'd work here.
You're doing the shows in Vegas as well. I mean, that's...
It's muted that we're doing a few shows. We're going and flying over to do the Coachella Festival.
Fantastic.
Which we're doing on the same day as Pulp, I think. And then we're going to Las Vegas and then coming back and doing that again. Anyway, it's going to be an exciting year.
Okay, yeah, well, it starts at the Half Moon Putney this Sunday. If I had to put your arm at your back and say, what is your masterpiece, if that's not too strong a word? What is the one you say, yeah, you know what? The day I go, if they play that on the radio, I'll be happy. Is there one?
Well, I think emotionally, Some Fantastic Place, because it was written about somebody who both of us loved extremely, and actually was the glue that kept us together in the very early days for the first 2 or 3 years.
I think it's one of the greatest pop songs written. I think most of the audience out there know Fantastic Place. Know that it's beautiful.
Although, when we first recorded it, the solo bit in the middle, I went, my God, what's going on here? Because it just seemed like it had come out of nowhere. It is a work of genius, and that is Glenn. He manages to foster genius.
The guitar solo in that is up there with Goodbye to Love. I think it's one of those that just, anyway. Chris, I'm going to thank you in a second, but why not?
Sunday.
Gave to me her tenderness, her friendship and her love. I see her face from time to time there in the sky above. We grew up learning as we went what a voyage our lives could be. It took us through a wilderness into the calmest sea. A smile could lift me from the pain I often found within. She
She said some things I won't forget. She made a few bells ring. So simple her humility, her beauty found in grace. Today she lives another life in some fantastic place. She showed me how to raise a smile out of a bit of gloom. And in her garden sanctuary, a life began to bloom. She visualized the world ahead and planned how it would be. She left behind the strongest love that lives eternally. Me, I have the hope that when it's time she'll be there to show me around whenever comes that day. Her love was life and happiness, and in her steps I trace the way to live a better life than some fantastic place, some fantastic place.
Pieced together by Pro Tools. Chris Stafford, good enough to have been with us the last 45 minutes.
It's been splendid.
Plenty of that up close and personal before he disappears to the States at the Half Moon in Putney this Sunday with Magic Lantern Show et al.
It is indeed.
Legend of While We Can. Thank Chris Stafford. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much for having us.
See you soon. You bet.
God bless.